This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing you a brand new company that came on our radar about 2 or 3 months ago. We're talking about Gold Standard Ventures Corp. You find them on the New York Stock Exchange under the ticker symbol GSV. And also, they're up there in Toronto on their exchange under the same symbol, GSV. And with us today is the president and CEO and co-founder of the company, Mr. Jonathan Odd. Jonathan, welcome to the show. Pleasure to have you on here.
It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you very much.
Gold Standard is an advanced stage gold exploration company focused on district scale discoveries, especially on your flagship project, the Railroad Pinion Project. That being said, what makes you guys stand out among your peers in this industry?
Look, Gold Standard has assembled what is now the second largest contiguous land package in the Carlin Trend behind Newmont. And we're advancing a high-grade oxide discovery towards development. And because of our location and the high-grade nature of our deposit, we've been able to attract three corporates to the registry. Nevada is at the forefront of a lot of what's happening in the gold mining industry. But, you know, Gold Standard has, you know, assembled what is now roughly 20% of the Carlin Trend.
That being said, where are we at in that process that you could maybe bring us up to speed, like significant news flow or even events that are happening at your company?
Yeah, so we've got a number of significant important milestones and catalysts coming up. Number one, we've got some additional drill results from Dark Star coming out over the next couple of weeks. We had a fairly aggressive phase one program that we just completed at Dark Star in Q1. So the next sequence of holes that we announced will be from Dark Star. We started to drill on our Lewis project, which is about an hour due west of our project, contiguous with the Phoenix Fortitude mine that belongs to Newmont. And then we're going to be publishing our PFS in September that will incorporate Dark Star and Pinion. So we've got a number of catalysts, coming up here. Drilling will resume at Dark Star in late May, early June. And we've got six deep holes we're going to drill underneath Dark Star, underneath the oxide, as late last year we encountered some high-grade sulfide underneath the oxide mineralization. And for us, it's extremely exciting, and we think it's going to be an exciting year.
Have you done any 43-101s on any of your projects?
Yes, we have. There are three NI 43-101 compliant resources done on the project. Dark Star has about 1 million ounces in pit, contained within a larger 1.4 million ounce global resource. And Pinion has about 1.7 million ounces with under 1 million ounces in pit. And then 6 miles to the north on the same project at North Bullion, we have a 2.5 million ounce resource where just under 1 million ounces made it in there. So there's roughly 4 million ounces in a 43-101 compliant resource right now, with a lot of opportunity for that to grow significantly.
Still, you guys are an exploration company. Will you mine it yourself, or will you just sell out the project?
We'll see where it goes. But I think it's nice to be able to control your own destiny in having a project like Dark Star and Pinion, where it's oxide. It's going to be a open pit heap leach project that is very manageable and bite-sized for a company of our size to move it forward.
My guest today is Jonathan Odd. He is the CEO and president and co-founder of Gold Standard Ventures Corp. You can find him on the New York Stock Exchange under the ticker symbol GSV. You can find him on the TSX under the same symbol GSV. Also, you can go to their website, goldstandarddv.com. Their market cap's around $275 million. Stock price a tad bit over a dollar. What is the impact you think will be in Nevada JV, say the Barrick and the Newmont, on your company?
Well, great question, and that's probably the most relevant question because of what's going on in the industry right now. So for for those of you that don't know what has just happened and the implications of it, Barrick and Newmont have, you know, collectively 12 or 13 producing assets in Nevada that are either next to each other or very close to each other. So there's been several attempts over the last 20 years for Barrick and Newmont to either merge the companies or combine the Nevada operations. And, you know, if you look at the sequence events that have happened this year, so very early in the year, Newmont made an acquisition attempt with Goldcorp that now actually just closed. About a month and a half ago, Barrick went hostile on Newmont, and that lasted 2 weeks. And then Mark Bristow of Barrick withdrew his hostile bid for Newmont and negotiated a landmark Nevada joint venture. So there are a lot of question marks pertaining to the joint venture. You know, what assets are going to be in, what assets are going to be out. You know, Gold Standard's, both of Gold Standard's land packages are within the AOI, the area of interest of the JV, and both of our assets are contiguous to operating mines that are in the JV. So, you know, for us, it's extremely important. You know, and then Newmont's going to become a 14% shareholder. We don't know yet whether our share position will be in the JV or outside of the JV. But I think, what does it mean for Nevada? I think a lot of this fight was over control of Nevada. So I think there are very few jurisdictions that have the combination of possibility for an elephant-like discovery or deposit. You've got all the infrastructure. You've got a rich, extremely supportive mining environment where rule of law means something. You can get a permit. It is a phenomenal place to be exploring and developing for gold deposits. One other thing I do want to talk about, and I think it's part of the story for Gold Standard, Nevada has a reputation for being a mature gold-producing region or a picked-over gold state where there's not a lot of opportunities left. And that couldn't be farther from the truth. Part of the reason why it is such a challenging place to do business is because some of the land packages can be extremely cut up, fragmented, fractionally owned, or you have situations where you have multiple and stacked royalties, which preclude an asset for being advanced and worked on. And I think that's what Gold Standard did extremely well. It consolidated both of its land packages. We had to deal with over 100 owners of surface, mineral, and water on our Railroad Pinion project. And that's why that opportunity sat there for decades unexplored. So I think that there's a real opportunity to optimize and realize true synergies that can be passed along to shareholders by the Nevada JV with Barrick and Newmont. For those of you that aren't aware of the details, Barrick will be the operator. They will have 61.5% and Newmont will have 38.5%.
Jonathan, before I let you go, what do you want your investors and my listeners to take away from this interview?
Well, the stock is now back to where it was before we made our discovery at Dark Star. And all we have done is made it bigger, de-risked the asset, brought on two other corporates onto our shareholder registry. You know, what we're dealing with right now is a lot of uncertainty, paralysis, and a tough market, but the asset continues to deliver and continues to move forward. We own 20% of the Carlin Trend. It is an excellent opportunity for someone to get exposure to one of the most exciting gold districts in the world, and we feel we have a combination of assets that will be extremely coveted or could allow us to advance this thing and move this thing forward ourselves.
My guest today has been Jonathan Odd. He is the CEO and president and co-founder of Gold Standard Ventures. I want to thank you for coming on the show. It was a pleasure to have you on here. Hopefully you become a regular, come on here every 30 or 40 days and give us an update of what's going on out there in the Carlin Trend.
Well, listen, thanks very much. And it was great to be on here. And absolutely, I think we'll do, you know, one of these a quarter.
Thank you, sir.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or the station.